Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here is the sequence where they wind up winning this game and beating the Pistons. They're still down two at this point. 113-111. Big offensive rebound to get this thing even.
Runs it against Schroeder. Goes, pulls up, puts it up. Shot won't go. Bridges tips it in with a left hand. The game is tied with 35.6 remaining.
I feel, you know, it's almost like you want to make sure this play doesn't get lost because who knows what happens if he's not there to tip that thing in. It makes it 113
that
all.
And the Brunson layup.
Sure.
That, yeah, those two plays were so critical.
25 from Bridges in the game in terms of the Brunson three. After they got, I think it was Cunningham missed on the other end. The Knicks get the stop, and here is Brunson doing what he needs to do.
Brunson puts up a three.
Again, Mike Breen, MSG. They go up 116-113, but plenty of time. You've got over 4 seconds to go. They would advance the ball up near midcourt. And remember, we got all over Bridges for dropping the ball on the sideline a few weeks ago? Well, here was Detroit doing the exact same thing.
Hardaway back to Cunningham, final seconds. Over to Beasley. He lost it out of bounds with 0.4 seconds remaining.
He was open.
He was open. Wow. Was looking to shoot before he caught it. Knicks inbound to Ananobi, and that's it. It's over. The Knicks clinched.
Beasley, after he hit a three, he was doing after the 3-point, he was doing the shimmy shake and bench and all that. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Well, the two touch the money spots, by the way, by the Pistons. One, Cade Cunningham guaranteeing a game seven, and also Malik Beasley before this game said that they are the mentally tougher team, and then the ball goes right through his hands.
How'd that go?
Yeah, so
some
don't touch the money.
Memes, as they say, on social media, not great.
For Beasley?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually had a good game, too. He was 6-3, 13 from three-point range.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a good moment for him.
No.
Of course not.
Between the Butterfinger candy references to guys dropping bottles of wine and having it spill all over the floor to just vulgar things with his face in them. Yeah, not great. So 116-113, the final. Here was Bridges on MSG with Breen after the game in Clyde.
Thanks for joining us.
Let's go.
The first question is down 7, 2.5 to go, the timeout called. What was discussed in the huddle? What were you guys like in the huddle?
We built for the
That's all it is. We built for it. That's now what we kept saying. Sorry. But we built for it. That's all it was.
All right. Well, they were built
for
it.
It's amazing. I'll tell you, for those of us who are older Knicks fans who saw the championships back in the 60s and 70s, this is the Knicks would come back from 7 points down, like with like 30 seconds to go in the game. Mm. And Clyde somehow would get a 3-point play out of it. And this is kind of what Brunson has been able to do here since he got here.
15 of 33 for Brunson, 3 of 10 from 3, but the most important one at the end, and that's the one he made.
Just found a way to create some separation. Shot it a little earlier than I wanted to, but I mean, Asar is just a great defender, man. And just the fact that I got that much space, I had to shoot it right there. Happy to balling in.
And that was courtesy of MSG as well. Down 7. It was a back-and-forth game, really, the entire time. The Knicks played lights out in the first quarter. Then the Pistons came back in the second quarter, and it was back-and-forth the rest of the way. Here was OG Anunoby saying, never panicked.
Just we have a resilient team, you know. We know basketball's a game of runs. We didn't expect them to just give up. We knew they were going to try, and they went on a little run, and then we went on a run of our own. So this is how basketball is.
And the most important run. And so now it sends them to Boston Monday night for game one of the conference semifinals, and there are those that believe, even one like, I think he's been a hater, not a hater, but has not been the biggest of their fans, Shaquille O'Neal on TNT.
Jalen's going to have to play great. And Anunoby's going to have to play great. Cat's going to have to be dominant. No up and down games. He's going to have to be 25-26 for them to have a chance to win.
So there you go. They go to Boston to kick this thing off Monday, Wednesday in Boston, then Saturday at the Garden.
I was actually glad to see that it was Monday, man. Give them 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, Wednesday and then Saturday?
Yeah.
Monday, you know, Wednesday, Saturday. Hope, man. Yes. I hope that somehow Jalen Brunson someday, and I hope it's this year because they're in the middle of it, I hope he's able to lead this team to a championship because he deserves it.
So did Patrick.
That guy has played his ass off for 2 years. He lays it all on the line. You know, sometimes it's a little bit too much, a little bit too, you know, ISO ball stuff. But, you know, this is what his teammates expect him to do. And he's done it so many times since he's got here.
Without ISO ball last night, we were looking at a game seven.
Yeah, I know. But Bridges was good. I mean,
yeah,
the problem is that Towns, you know, fouled out. He only scored 10 points.
And I even heard a lot of calls. I know Chris was on that, too, overnight. And some of the callers were complaining about too much. He won the game. Like, if Jason Tatum does this, we're praising Jason Tatum for this monster shot and the way he played the fourth quarter.
I would think more Knick fans are just loving that shot, the way that Bridges got the putback, the layup you were talking about, G. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be happier for a guy, but we all understand what we're seeing. There's got to be more guys involved here.
Understood. And in games when they needed them to be, they were.
He is expending so much energy, man.
Well, so
mentally
and
physically.
Right. I said that before the series. The Celtics are going to cakewalk into the second round, and the Knicks are going to have to win this rock fight. But
they got a few days off now, as you say. All right, so let's see. Let's get that ankle right, and let's get ready to roll.